Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk about the big event coming up on Friday night at Legends Field out in KCK. We had Marquez Valdez-Scantling on to talk about his charity softball game coming up on Friday night. We had him on the show yesterday. You can listen to that interview at 810WHB.com on the Border Patrol podcast page. And once again, it's me, Stephen St. John. Nate Bucati is out of the country. But in his place today, we have the one and only Matt Beisler. And now, oh, the kids love it. And then joining us in studio right now, CEO of the Kansas City Monarchs, Mark McKee. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen. Doing great today.
And so we've got some big, boy, not only do the Monarchs play out at Legends Field, and it's a great time to go out and enjoy Monarchs baseball, but you guys put on some great events. We were just talking about how much fun I had with my daughter Selena at the Savannah Bananas, which was, that was literally a circus out there. Literally. It was fantastic. And so it was even better than I thought it was going to be. It was awesome. But we have other events. You've got concerts and festivals. We do want to mention that the big fight night that was coming up, that was scheduled for this Saturday night, that has been moved to August 26th. So we're still going to have it. I'm going to be the ring announcer. I'm not going to fight anyone, I don't think, but I'm going to be the ring announcer, and we're going to have 12 fights, MMA, bare knuckle, and it's going to take place at Legends Field August 26th. So people could still go, but it's just going to be, and we're still going to have it, but it's going to be August 26th instead of this weekend, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we're excited for that, and it's going to be a big night out there.
Absolutely.
Rock and Rumble 2.
That's Rock and Rumble 2, and perhaps we could get Matt Beisler at ringside. I'm sure he'd like to see someone, you know, get punched right in the mouth, bare knuckle. There's nothing like it, Matt Beisler.
I've heard.
That's absolutely right. But how about this? Friday night, this is happening, and I'm going to be, once again, on the field doing some on-field interviews and having some fun. It sounds like Marquez Valdez-Scantling predicts some trash talk between the offense and the defense. We have the MVS Celebrity Softball Game for Charity coming up on Friday night out at Legends Field, and this is going to be awesome. You can go to monarchsbaseball.com for more information, or you can go to mvscharitysoftball.com, and you can purchase tickets and learn more about the Humble Beginnings Foundation, MVS's charity, that will be benefiting from the charity softball game. But tell people what they need to know, because it's not just a softball game. It is going to be a wonderful schedule of events, and we don't want people to miss anything if they buy tickets. So give us all the particulars and what we need to know about Friday night.
Absolutely. Thanks, Stephen. You know, the gates are going to open at 4:30, and we're going to do a little Chiefs ambassador tailgate meet and greet.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to start at 5 o'clock, and I expect probably 10 to 15 of Kansas City Chiefs legends there taking pictures and signing autographs, and that'll be from 5 o'clock to about 6, when then we're going to kick off with a home run derby. And you can tell me, yeah, that's going to be exciting. We got some good guys lined up for that. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll kick off the game, the offense versus the defense. So it's going to be a full slate, a lot of excitement. We expect it to sell out, so, you know, you got to get your tickets lined up now.
So do we know who's in the home run derby?
We don't yet.
Nick Bolton better be in it.
Nick Bolton's there, but
I will put money on him. Literally, no, not literally, figuratively. I don't think we can bet on it, but still.
And we got some great players that are lined up. I mean, if you guys went through some of that, but Mahomes is going to play, and I don't know if you saw his little highlight from the big slick softball game last week. You know, so maybe we'll see some more of that magic.
He can do it all.
You know,
he had a home run. He's throwing people out behind the back, and so even when he's playing in a charity game, people marvel at his athletic ability and playmaking ability.
Yeah, and he's just so competitive out there. You know, the rest of the celebrities that were in town were running around like little kids, and then there he is making every play. It was a lot of fun to watch, so expect a little bit more of that this week.
What's going to be cool, like on the offense, I'm just going to run down a couple of the names, not only Patrick Mahomes, but new offensive tackle Juwan Taylor, your new wide receiver, draft pick Rashee Rice, You're going to get a chance to see Sky Moore. You're going to see Isaiah Pacheco and Kadarius Toney and Noah Gray and Jody Fortson and Richie James and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Justin Ross and on and on. And also on the defensive side, L'Jarius Sneed and Charles Omenihue and Nick Bolton and Trent McDuffie and King Felix, the first round pick. And, you know, I'll mention Justin Reed. And so George Karloftis, who something tells me he has a chance to win the Home Run Derby. So these are the best of the best of the world champs, Matt Beisler.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting night. I got two questions for you, Stephen.
Oh, boy.
So the first question, hypothetically, you're playing catcher. Isaiah Pacheco comes around third base. There's a throw coming in from the outfield.
Right.
A one-hopper. You got to protect the plate.
Right.
Isaiah Pacheco comes barreling down the third baseline. Are you hanging in there? Are you taking one?
I protect the plate, and then I wake up at the University of Kansas Health System, and so that not on the main campus, and then you will be sending me flowers. But I will, I'll attempt that. But he, it runs very angry with a lot of aggression, and so that would be to my detriment. But I will, I'd give it my all.
I respect.
I won't
that.
Shy away from contact.
I respect tell you that. That's a scary thought, though. All right. So, second question. Defense, offense, who you taking? You just ran down the rosters.
You know, because of the power that the defense brings, I feel like there's going to be a lot of home runs hit by Nick Bolton and George Karloftis. I'm leaning that way, but I've been conditioned to pick whatever team features Patrick Mahomes II. And so I feel like maybe they'll be tied going to the final inning, yeah. And Mahomes will either make a spectacular catch and then hit a home run, or something will happen. And so you will not catch me ever picking against a team that features Patrick Mahomes, even though common sense tells me the defense is going to hit 45 home runs in this game. So. Right? And so that's now tell people there's different levels of tickets, ticket prices, and maybe some of the features of some of the VIP tickets are available.
Yeah, you know, $25 tickets start at that, you know, and you get a reserve seat or a general admission. We've got $125 VIP with really nice seats down up front where you get a small mini Chiefs helmet to be autographed, and it's autographed by MVS himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You get the helmet with the ticket?
Absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't get that.
Right. And then we've got some suites available and some other high-end VIP experiences. So lots of options here. It's going to be a really big night.
And also part of the VIP package is you can buy me a hot dog and I'll eat it. And
there
so
you
I
go.
Know that's something that I don't know how many people want that, but I'll be willing to put that in the mix. And so what's the best way to buy tickets?
Really just go to the website, mvscharitysoftball.com or monarchsbaseball.com. Either way, we'll get you there and pick your seats out, get there early, meet the Chiefs ambassadors. You know, these guys are going to have a lot of fun out there, too. So it's going to be very entertaining. Really the first time the fans have had a chance to get back and see the Chiefs since the parade, right?
That's going to be really cool. Then also the draft class, most of the rookies are going to be there. And so like Charles Omenihue, one of the prizes of the free agent class. So a chance for fans to get out there and see the world champs up close and also do it for a great cause. Is this something else I want to bring up? And Marco, you could back me up, although sometimes you hang me out to dry. We were talking about this a couple of days ago. My kids, I will tell them, hey, let's go out to a baseball game. And they'll say, are we going to the Monarchs? Because that's where they want to go. They have more fun at the Monarchs game than any other place. It's awesome for a family. It's awesome if you have kids, the access to the players, the fun stuff that's done in between innings. You guys do it right, and it's awesome. And like for Matt Beisler, a family man that wants to take little kids out there, it's really the best place to go. So tell people a little bit about what the Monarchs are doing this year and why it's so much fun, and you guys have made it family friendly and so many options out there, and on top of that, on top of everything else, very affordable.
Yeah, it really is, and we're having another great season. We're tied for first place right now, and you know, seven of our players played last year and or have played in the major leagues. So all these kids are really playing hard, fighting hard to get back into the majors, into affiliated ball. You know, every night we've got really fun stuff on the field happening between the innings and lots of themes. So, you know, go to our website, monarchsbaseball.com. You can see the different things that we've got happening on the weekends and really every night of the week.
I'd like to see Matt Beasley in a Monarchs uniform because I think he can hit batting practice. I think he can put one over the wall. That's me.
I would love to. That's Monarchs me. Uniforms are sick. They're
right,
awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, they are classy.
You just going out there to we're talking about getting some gear. Yep. You guys have the best looking gear of any major league team that I've seen.
Yeah, thanks.
It's good stuff.
It's great stuff. You know,
it's awesome.
And anytime somebody buys a T-shirt from us or a ticket, some of that money goes to support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum as well. That's who we have a partnership with.
All right. Tell me again. Run it down the schedule because we don't want people to miss anything and the tickets. All the information that our listeners need to know about the Marquez Valdez-Scantling celebrity softball game this Friday at Legends Field.
You bet. I mean, gates open at 4:30. The parking lot will open at 3:30, but gates open at 4:30. Come in and meet the Chiefs ambassadors. Get your picture taken. And that starts at 5 o'clock. The Home Run Derby will be at 6 p.m. an hour later, and then the game at 7, offense versus the defense. It's going to be a big night.
And I wouldn't wait to get tickets. I'd get them now.
Yeah, it's going to sell out. And again, I think all the money that's made goes to the Humble Beginnings Foundation, which helps individuals and families in disadvantaged areas. And it's all going to stay here in the local community as well.
MVSCharitySoftball.com. So going out there and you'll see me on the field. I'll you know what? I'm going to ask fair questions, but I'm also going to try to bring the trash talk out because that's
right
what
on.
I do. Got to make
that's
it
what
happen.
You do.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the time.
Thank
man. We
you,
appreciate
guys.
It. And for more information, if you just want to know more about the Monarchs, go to monarchsbaseball.com, get the schedule, find out what's going on. Wait a minute. June 23rd, hat giveaway.
Hat giveaway. Yep.
Oh, look at these. Look at, okay. See, what you see, look at that beautiful hat. You see, I'll buy that hat, but you just get it if you go to the game.
Disney night, KU night, MU night, lots of things coming up here.
The Disney night, Matt Beasley, could that at all be popular in your household? Any chance?
Absolutely.
Right.
Pleasing everybody.
See
some Disney princesses, you walk away with a classic KC Monarchs baseball cap.
That's exactly right.
Will Nate Bucati be the mascot on June 30th when you guys do the Dot Proud night?
Yeah.
He
could represent, you know, he can come out there and you could line up and he'll tell a long story for the first 15 people that walk in.
No. Put him in the outfield, sit him on a throne, he'll tell you about the good old days in Kansas City, Kansas.
That's exactly right. All right, we'll take a break. Hey, Mark, thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
I'll see you on Friday.
All right,
back
Friday.
After this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, Nate's not here, but play the soccer sounder. This is actually some, I mean, when it comes to sports, earth-shattering news. Matt Beasley was standing up. He had to immediately sit down. He was so surprised by this story. Messi is coming to MLS and will be joining Inter Miami next year. And so then, as soon as you see that, what was your reaction?
Who?
Right. Exactly right.
Who's that guy? He's not going to move the needle. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. Holy cow. I thought it was a possibility. Honestly, I didn't think it would happen this year. I thought it would be something that happened, you know, maybe next year at the earliest. So, very surprised, and kudos to the league and Inter Miami for making it happen. It's huge, huge news for the league, for the sport in our country. I just pulled up Sporting Kansas City's schedule. They play Inter Miami September 9th. Unfortunately, it's not in Kansas City. It is in Miami, so potentially a good road trip there for the Sporting KC supporters to go down to Miami. Messi should be there by then, right? They said he's joining Inter Miami this summer. That'd be my guess.
Wow. I mean, So it says in this article that he chose MLS over a number of other suitors, including his former club of Barcelona and a club in the Saudi Arabian Pro Leagues. We're talking about, I mean, unbelievable amounts of money. So then how, I mean, how does this happen? How does MLS get him?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I can't speak on it because I don't know how it's going to happen. I think it will have to come out publicly, though. And I think that's the big difference between some of those teams is, like, there's no salary cap in Saudi Arabia and other leagues. They can just pour a bunch of money. It doesn't even matter. MLS, there's rules. There's a salary cap that you've got to follow. So I'm very, very curious to figure out how the heck did this happen? How did he decide? Because he's not going to be coming here taking that much of a pay cut. I can tell you that much. My guess is there's a ton of sponsorship money involved. I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of ownership stake involved so that, you know, when he retires, I think this is a long-term play for Messi. Come over to America, build his brand. The dude can play still, though. So I can't wait to see him on the field. The other interesting piece, too, and I don't know if I've mentioned this to Nate or not, but so the owner of Inter Miami, David Beckham. Right. David Beckham owns Miami. If I'm David Beckham right now, yeah, who? If I'm David Beckham right now, I'm getting on the phone. I'm making another phone call to a guy named Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay?
Hey.
The play, I think, here, the entire careers of Messi and Ronaldo have been built up to they're going against each other. Who's better? Messi, right. Ronaldo, Messi, Ronaldo. How crazy would it be, a fairy tale ending to their careers? They go and team up on the same team. They go down to Miami and play for a year or two together. Is that crazy talk? Am I crazy for thinking like that?
No.
You would watch that, right?
Sure, but would it be better than renewing their rivalry in MLS? Like, what would be more exciting for like hardcore soccer fans? Like, to see them together? Or to see the next chapter of them butting heads again.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Probably that. Probably, you know, get New York on the phone and have them go to New York. And.
That's what the NBA does. You get the biggest names and try to create super teams, and then that's what attracts all the attention. So that to your point, that.
Yeah. I just brought up Miami because I know, right. Cristiano, he vacations there. He's down there all the time. They love going to Miami. I mean, I don't think it's too far-fetched.
How bad right now do you think, like, if Nate is seeing this on vacation, how bad, and I don't even know if he knows that you're co-hosting. He wants to jump off whatever cliff he's climbing up right now. I mean, honestly, you know how mad he is? that's not even, it's almost like the soccer guy's like,
I'm going
to,
I don't think, right. He knows. I definitely don't think he knows I'm co-hosting. I'm going to text him, though, and tell him that Steven broke.
Right.
Breaking national soccer news on the show.
That's what I do.
Hold on, wait. He just pulled into the parking lot.
Yeah. He just came back from Colorado early. It's like, big picture. So, like, what does this mean for MLS? What does this mean? And I'm not even talking about in this country, like the legitimacy of MLS around the world. What does this mean?
Well, MLS always talks about they want to compete with other leagues around the world. Well, that's exactly what they just did, right? They were competing for Messi with other leagues. You know, does he want to go back to Barcelona to play in Spain? You've got Saudi Arabia with the crazy amounts of money. MLS, they just won. They were competing with other leagues. They beat other leagues to get Messi. So I think it speaks to the progress that's made, but also the potential. I mean, it's the potential of MLS in the next 5 years. It's pretty incredible.
Here you go. This is a tweet from Front Office Sports. MLS has put together an unprecedented deal to lure Messi to Inter Miami. He's reportedly set to earn a share of Apple's revenue generated by the MLS season pass, and a share of Adidas profits resulting from his arrival.
There you go.
Good God.
I mean, you say Apple, you say Adidas.
Right.
Those are pretty big brands.
Like, what number? Like, I don't.
No, that's like a Jordan deal. Yeah. Almost, right?
Those two brands seem to make money.
So. Yeah.
But you knew it had to be something like that.
Totally.
Does that surprise you?
No, not that. I mean, it surprises me a little that it's Apple and Adidas, two huge brands.
Right.
But good for him. I mean, the possibilities for him are endless.
I mean, that's wow, right?
You would say yes to that, wouldn't you? Well, you'd go lace him up in
there's
Miami.
There's a long list of things I'd say yes to when it comes to signing deals and money. Let's look at my career. Let's say hello to our friend Annie Rogers from MLB.com. Hello, Annie. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
I know you'd be disappointed, but Nate's not here. In his stead is Matt Beisler as co-host. So, Matt, say hello to Annie Rogers.
How's it going, Annie?
Hey, Matt. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us. The last time I co-hosted the show, we were talking about cats.
Right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
That's a theme on the show, right, when she comes on?
Yeah, we like cats.
Do you have any cat updates for us?
Well, I haven't seen them in a while. I'm hoping they're okay. Hopefully I get to see them in the next homestand.
Well, that'll be a wonderful reunion. So we got into this long, well, actually, it led off the show. And we've had a long discussion with Matt Beisler and then Mike Boddicker. And we were lucky we had Matt on the show today because Matt, he's actually had the experience of being the face of a franchise here in Kansas City and winning a championship and being here for a long time. And so he understands, one of the few people that understands that. And so, you know, Ken Rosenthal has a report in The Athletic that he's talked to sources from other teams that have confirmed that the Royals are being aggressive when talking about trading Aroldis Chapman and are giving two options, either trade Aroldis, they want to trade Aroldis Chapman now, and so the teams can have him for a few extra months, but they're asking for a better package. But they also said that the Royals, he said according to sources, are at least willing to talk about Aroldis Chapman along with Salvador Perez to help shed some of that payroll and to try to get a better package of prospects that could help this team. And so really, this is more of a general question. Do you think the Royals are truly considering trading the face of the franchise and perhaps a future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez?
That's a really tough question, and it's hard to get an answer to that, a consistent answer to that, I would say, from talking to people in the organization. I don't think the Royals are steadfast saying no to that, but I think it will have to be a very, I don't want to say, it has to be a really good deal for them, right? I mean, obviously. But this is a guy you're talking about. He's the last active player from the Royals 2015 World Series championship. He's the captain. They named him captain this season. And obviously he's a potential future Hall of Famer. So that it would be a really tough thing to do for the Royals. But I also think that they can't completely turn themselves off to it. So the conversations are starting to begin. If it happens this trade deadline, it would surprise me. If it happens this offseason, maybe a little less so, as the Royals look to kind of rebuild their roster and focus more onto the youth. But yeah, it's a tough conversation, and I can say that the Royals are certainly talking about it and starting to go through those options.
So. Let me ask you this just from a distraction standpoint, and I think I know how you're going to answer it because I think we feel like we know Salvi, but you certainly know Salvi a lot better than I do. But when something like this comes out and your name starts getting thrown into rumors and trade deadline stuff, is that going to have any effect on Salvi, the way that he plays, the way he interacts with the team, with his teammates? What are your thoughts on that? Take us inside Salvi's approach to how he handles these rumors.
Yeah, I don't think it'll affect him maybe as much as it would affect another person. He's one of the best professional players I've been around. He knows how to focus and he just wants to win. Like, that's all he really wants to do. And he's a great role model for these young guys, and he really has taken a ton of them under his wing. So he's just showing them how to not get distracted, how to focus every day and, you know, win at the major league level. Obviously, the Royals haven't done that in a while, and he's doing everything he can to help them get back there. So, no, I don't think it will, you know, affect him in any way because he's a pro, but I will say, you know, he's told me many times, he's told lots of people many times, he wants to retire a Royal. So obviously that's a major part of this conversation is what he wants to do because he does have a say in all this since he has 10 years of service time. So, but it comes down to what he wants and what the Royals think they need. But as far as hearing his name, seeing his name, and, you know, he's used to this. He knows how it goes, and I don't think it'll affect him.
See, that's a great point, and that's maybe the question I should ask to begin the segment, because as a 10-5 guy, he's got to agree to a trade, and if he doesn't want to be traded, then it's a non-starter. And so I guess that's you kind of answered it there, but do you see a scenario where he actually agrees to being traded?
Yeah, and the Royals historically have done a good job in talking to their players about this kind of thing, especially when it comes to these long-time guys about being traded. You think about Zach Greinke. You think, you know, Salvi, it obviously comes to mind. Greinke comes to mind even last year when, you know, obviously he was doing really well and teams could have used his arm just from an inning standpoint. And he didn't really want to go anywhere, and the Royals respected that and kept him. So Salvi is a major part of this conversation. And as far as if he wants to be traded or not, you know, I don't have the answer to that. My gut instinct is no right now, but he does want to win, and it's an interesting conversation to have with him, and I know the Royals will talk to him about it if it gets to that point.
So let's move on and take Salvi out of the equation. Let's just talk general trade deadline, and Steven brought up some great points earlier in the show just about you know, the Royals, how active the Royals want to be and the urgency for them to make a move now instead of waiting till the end of the trade deadline, which is it August 1st, I believe? So
it is, yep.
How do you see that playing out? Do you see the Royals, first of all, being active, which I think we all agree they should, but do you see them making a move like right now and using that leverage, or do you see something, you know, being delayed and happening at the very end of the deadline?
I could see it both ways. It really just depends on what the other team is bringing to the conversation. A team can get Aroldis Chapman right now and get 4 months of him instead of two, as that Athletic report stated, and the Royals are completely open to that. I can confirm that through my reporting. But they would also want a bigger prospect package. So it's just a matter of what the other team brings to the table. This is not just the Royals conversation to have. This is trades are a two-way street. I've always said that. And we can't really know the inside of a trade until we see what the offers are. And so the Royals are going through that right now. I think that they'd be more than willing to let go of Chapman at this point and get a better prospect deal, because that's what they're going after is prospects. But it just depends on what other teams want to do. I would, if I was another team, of course I'd want him right now, because these games matter just as much as they'll matter in September, right? So I would certainly be open to that. But the Royals would be too. We've seen them make trades early in the year, and even last year with Carlos Santana. And then as you get closer, you can start to push the envelope a little bit more with some of their other trade chips.
You know, the other question about this too is, and look, hey, they had to eat some money on letting Hunter Dozier go, okay? And so they and some people thought they wouldn't do that. But maybe part of the equation and even discussing a Salvi trade with someone else is, once again, eating some money. And that's a whole another topic, a whole different topic. Do you think ownership has the appetite to do that? I mean, nobody wants to do that, but if there was a scenario where, in any case, they're going to get a better package of prospects or a better return if they have to eat some money, is that a possibility, or do you think that's a non-starter?
I don't think it's a non-starter, but I think it would have to really make sense for ownership to do that, since they're already eating money on Hunter Dozier's contract, as you said, and you know, they really have been adverse, obviously, to spending a ton of money, and they don't want to have to spend that money still without, seeing the player on their field. So I think it would have to make a lot of sense for them to do that, which means, getting some really good prospects who are close to the majors, who you can really see as part of the Royals' future. That's a whole other part of this conversation is the payroll aspect of it and where the Royals see themselves. But I do think one thing I've learned about John Sherman, and he lets J.J. Piccolo and the baseball operations group do their thing. He trusts them to do what they think is right as far as, moving forward in this rebuild. So if they find a deal that they think is going to help propel them forward, John Sherman's going to listen, and he's really going to probably give them the go ahead if it's part of, if JJ and the baseball operations group think that it's going to help the Royals in the future.
We have Andy Rogers from MLB.com on the line. All right, before we let you go, any reaction to Taylor Swift breaking up with Matty Healy, the lead singer for the 1975? I don't, if these kids can't make it, then who can in this world? It was short-lived. It's already over. How quickly do you think there will be an album about this relationship released by Taylor Swift?
Hey, I think she's doing really well right now. That's all I can say is she's probably the most iconic singer of our generation, and so I don't really have much to say on who she dates because I just like her songs, and she's awesome.
I've been scared off by the price tag on these tickets for Taylor Swift, and again, I've been reminded by one of my daughters repeatedly of the dates of the concert, and you again say it's worth it. It's that good. It's fantastic. It's a show that I can't let her miss. I got to do what I got to do to get her in the door. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Make her happy. You got this.
Damn it, Annie. She might be listening right now, so I'm in trouble. Annie, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Taylor Swift. I heard it's life-changing from some people.
I need to go because I need to do something to change my life, so maybe I should go.
It's how she builds her fortune, Matt.
Are you in on that? Is that something that we might find out you attend at Arrowhead?
Taylor Swift? Yeah. No, but I'm going to Beyonce at Arrowhead. No, I don't want to go see Taylor Swift
in
concert.
Oh, you're going to Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
When did that happen? You got the tickets like you're planning on going? You already got tickets in hand. I'll go to ticketsforless.com and get the best deal.
I'm holding my phone. They are in my hand right now as we are speaking.
But Marco says, he goes, no, I'm not going to Taylor Swift.
Dude, no,
but I'm going to Beyonce.
No.
That's why are you bad-mouthing Taylor Swift?
Because she's
wildly
popular.
No,
she's not a queen intern.
What's our intern's name?
Andy.
Intern Andy has just labeled her a queen. And Marco is resisting that.
Dude, no, she gets in a relationship so she can put out another album. She puts out okay music, but the top of it is not.
Intern's pissed back.
I know a lot
but
of commentary
listen,
from the
this. That's what motivates her. That is her inspiration. That is her muse. She needs a breakup in order for her to dig deep into her soul and give you the lyrics and the music that so many people love. That's the process, Marco. Why are you a hater? That's all I want to know.
She's like Tina Marie. She uses and abuses, huh?
Oh. Wow.
Do you see? I mean, what the hell?
I didn't know Marco felt so strongly about T-Swift.
Dude, because I had to go through all of high school, it was T-Swift or Beyonce, and then you throw Bruno Mars in the mix, and they're like, who's Bruno Mars? It's like, Bruno Mars is the best damn musician of our generation. That's who he is.
Whoa.
One of the best.
How old are these kids of yours now?
6, 4, and 2.
So
I'm
is there you're good?
No, we're not going to Taylor Swift.
Like, but what are they like? Is there anything like they?
Our 6-year old knows Taylor Swift, right. And she likes Taylor Swift songs. But I'm
Daddy,
not.
Please,
I'm not
you?
Going to a Taylor Swift concert. And that could change when she gets older. But I.
Oh, it's gonna change.
I can't take a 6-year old.
It's gonna change. So you're not, but you're safe now.
I'm safe now.
You're still going to, like if Disney on Ice is coming to town or something.
Yeah,
you know
that's our world.
That's fine.
Paw Patrol.
Let me tell you something.
Kids bop.
Enjoy that world.
I do.
Love that world. Bask in that world. Because that world, when she gets 14, will not be the same. And you will be going to these concerts. And you'll be hearing screaming at high pitches and all kinds of things. So it's... I've seen Taylor Swift already a couple of times, and it's... Hey, there's nothing... What do they call it, Swifty?
No, you're not a Swifty.
What is it?
That's what it's called. You're a dad.
I'm whatever they want me to be.
You're honorary Swifty.
Thank you. Boy, I didn't know you had such venom towards
I
her.
Don't like Taylor Swift's music, man. It's...
So when is Beyonce coming to town?
September 18th. It's a Monday night.
Do you have tickets yet?
Yeah, I got my tickets. It is the 18th.
She's not doing Arrowhead, though, right? Oh. She's doing T-Mobile.
Arrowhead?
She'd do Arrowhead Taylor Swift. Come on.
Beyonce?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm going to Guns N' Roses at Kauffman Stadium, so...
That'd be a fun place to watch a concert.
That's exactly
Baseball stadiums are great concert venues.
I went to see Billy Joel there. I had a chance to see Motley Crue and Def Leppard and Joan Jett. It is a very fun venue.
It's another reason why I like the Monarchs so much. They do a lot of stuff out there.
Fantastic.
Other than baseball.
I saw Tenacious D at Starlight, which was so far the highlight as far as live music of this year for me going to concerts that don't involve my son. Well, I didn't know you were so angry about Taylor Swift. I won't bring it up again.
No, you can talk about her. No, there are reasons to talk about her. She's an excellent talent, but... Just fell off too quick for me. I was there for the country in the beginning.
I'm glad that Marco acknowledges that she's a good talent out there. She's got a good future ahead of her. Okay, so to bring it back to what the headline was we started the segment with, Messi coming to MLS. And, dude, I'm watching. People are freaking out over this. Unbelievable. So I'll ask you this before we break. How much does he like what version of Messi will we be getting in MLS? Like compared to the talent there now, he is what will he be?
It's a great question. Everybody's going to ask, is he going to make the difference? And the answer is no. I don't see him coming in.
Son of a gun.
I don't.
That's what I like.
You asked me. I'm answering. I'm being honest.
Come on.
I think soccer is the ultimate team game. One guy is really not going to make that big of a difference, especially a guy like Messi. Messi, don't get me wrong, he's clearly probably the best player ever. But the way that he plays, his game is centered around these little spaces and his teammates being on the same page. Like, individually, I don't think he's that dominant. I don't think he's that dominant anymore. I think he's an incredible dribbler. But I don't think you're going to see a guy come on the field and just blow past people with speed and with strength. And that's not Messi's game.
Who's the best player in the MLS right now, you say?
I don't know. Best player in MLS. Marco, give me a best player
in
MLS.
Come on, Marco. I'm trying to figure out like what...
Bradley Phillips still playing?
Okay, or at least compared to the elite, right? Like, what is he? Will he come to MLS and be an elite player? Will he just be, will he just be lugging his name around and he's okay? I mean, that's what I'm asking. Like,
yeah. Will he have a better stint in the MLS than Wayne Rooney, I guess? Is that a good comparison right there? Remember when he came over to.
Yeah, I mean, no, it is. It's a good effort on a comparison. I don't think anybody, we can't compare Messi to anybody.
There you go.
Come in MLS.
Thanks for the effort in there.
Good effort, Marco. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he comes in and just blows it up and scores 25 goals.
I guess how about Ibrahimovic? There you go. Is that about Zlatan?
That's a good comparison. But again, Zlatan was a different player than Messi. Zlatan had the physical qualities to come in and step on the field and dominate. Messi is he's just different. He's a unicorn. So, again, it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. I hope he comes in and does extremely well. Incredible player. But I do think it's going to be harder than people probably see on paper. There's challenges with MLS, with weather coming down, travel, all the things we could go through. But, hey, what a great day for soccer, for MLS, for Nate Buchady.
But as much money as he's making, getting Apple money, He's getting Adidas money. And all the expectations, if he doesn't live up to the hype, things could get a little messy in Miami.
Break. I got nothing else. Just break.
Yeah. That's why you pay top dollar to listen to this radio show, all right?
Thanks, Jared.
It's worth the price of admission, trust me. Also worth the money, JPA Roofing. Well, I'm sure they're thrilled to be associated with me after that last segment, but I can tell you that if you're tired of worrying about the extreme weather taking a toll on your roof here in Kansas City, look no further than JPA Roofing. A local roofing company with stellar Google reviews that has completed over 11,000 projects in the last 25 years. JPA Roofing can offer warranties of up to 50 years that are backed by the manufacturer. These are the best warranties in the industry. And JPA, they won't treat you like friends. They'll treat you like Vin Diesel. They'll treat you like family. Fast and Furious. And also, for a limited time, JPA Roofing is offering $250 off your new full roof installation. Call JPA Roofing today to schedule your free consultation and let them help you protect your home from the harsh Kansas City weather. 816-331-6219. 816-331-6219. Or online at jparoofing.com. I'm looking at Let me play this clip. Peter Vermees was on a podcast like in 2018. I'm looking at it. I don't know why this popped up because I'm searching different things. He was on Yahoo Finance Midday Movers. It's just a show. I have no idea why he was on there, but I just said that. Play this. This is from July of 2018 when Peter Vermees was on Yahoo Finance Midday Movers. Listen to what he said.
I think you're going to be amazed at the players that they bring in from overseas. I would not be surprised if you saw a Ronaldo or a Messi one day playing in Miami.
In a few years once they're ready to
Come over and they'll still be at a very high end of their career, because you're talking about guys that have been playing 60, 70 games a year for the last 10 years. Ronaldo's just gone to Juventus. It's a big move.
Huge.
But the two of those guys, I bet you at some point may have been playing together in Miami, which they could never have done in Spain, one being Real Madrid and Barcelona. Right. That would never have happened, but could happen here.
Why, you sandbagging son of a gun. You know something, don't you?
No, I don't. First time I heard that interview. Interesting, though.
First time you heard that interview, but first time you heard Vermees say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's like 2018. You said, and my people probably go, like, oh, whatever.
I wouldn't have been thinking that in 2018, but Peter
this
was.
Is like, so this is a big day.
Big day.
You haven't stopped smiling.
I mean, I just love that song that Marco played on the intro.
Right.
Great song.
Play it again.
Was that T Swift?
Stop.
You know who that was.
A little Will Smith action, right?
Did you know he was so mad about Taylor Swift, by the way?
We don't love her ass here. That's a play off the Miami song.
I can't get you to say nothing for 2 hours of the show, and now all of a sudden you just want to drag Taylor Swift's name through the mud before 10 o'clock. Matt, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed having you here, and thank you so much. And hopefully this won't be a one-time thing. I haven't scared you off. But, now we've – I like how Matt doesn't answer. Like, I doubt I'm coming back. But now when you appear on this show, giant soccer news breaks.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah,
we make it happen.
We make
Me
it happen.
You, nobody else. Remember
Dream
that.
Team.
If you listen on the podcast, Nate Fucati, screw you on Sports Radio 810 WHP.
The Border Patrol has been brought to you by Walker Medical Linen Services, setting the standard in healthcare laundry services for hospitals, surgery centers, and medical clinics in Kansas City. Walker Medical Linen delivers laundry you can depend on. HLAC certified to the highest standards. It's Walker Medical Linen Services, online at walkermls.com.
Bye-bye.